For example, even in natural quantifiers that, as I was saying, as far as we know, exist to some degree in all cultures and languages around the world, it could be, you know, that there is a degree of combinatorial properties involved. For example, if you have a few oranges, but you add a bunch of other oranges, then you may at some point, if you continue adding more oranges, then at some point you're going to have many oranges. So in that sense, there was an operation of addition from a bunch of few oranges to get a collection of many oranges. It's so even in those cases of natural quantifiers, you may still have the idea of you know, operability and compositionality of amounts. It's just that it's not precise. Now, of course, if you start using terms, symbolic terms for many, few, and so on, then you start to leaving the realm of pure quantical cognition, because even those non-precise quantifiers like many, few, several, and so on, they are now symbolic. So the word several, the word many, the word all are symbols for quantities that are not precise.